Hello, my name is Darren McStay, and this is Improve Your Voice. And today, I'm going to show you what books I've been reading in preparation for my new course, Public Speaking Mastery. Do you want to come into the study? Let's go. Ooh. Through the kitchen and into my workroom. This is basically where I've been editing work, doing voiceovers on my microphone here, and just here is a bunch of books. So I'm going to talk you through some of those books and why they're important and why they can help you improve your voice and become better speakers and public speakers. That's my video idea for today, so I thought I'd share. Let's have a look. Right, so let's start with this one here. The Human Brain, A Guided Tour by Susan Greenfield. This is very interesting about understanding how the brain works. I have not actually finished it yet. Many of them I haven't. But it's very interesting to me because I trained also as a hypnotherapist. So we deal a lot with the mind, but we don't never really kind of talks necessarily about the physicality of the brain and the way that, you know, the physiological aspect of the way it's built up and what it does. So that's interesting, and connecting the dots between the mind and the brain and what the difference is. That's been very useful in creating this course. So there's one book. What else we got? The Master and His Emissary. This was recommended to me by someone at drama school, and it's a pretty big book. It's pretty wordy. And it's again about the divided brain, but it's a bit challenging. And again, like with the other book, it's much smaller and much easier. It's got bigger words on smaller pages. This is smaller pages on a much bigger book, and it's going to take me some time to get through. I'm going to see if I can get it on an audiobook, actually. But yeah, this is one that's been started many times and hasn't quite been finished, but I hear that it's a game changer, so it's worth noting. The Ultimate Happiness Prescription. The Ultimate Happiness Prescription by Deepak Chopra. It was a while ago that I read this, actually some years ago that I read this, but I just remember that some of the key elements in there about being comfortable with yourself and being happy with life and the words you use to explain yourself kind of all have an impact on your environment and you on yourself and the way you deal with the world and with life. And so finding happiness it's got some key elements about how you can do that for yourself, and it's an interesting one because one of the things I've been doing with the new course is to explain about fear and confidence and self-consciousness, because often if we could have the best voice in the world, but if we're too afraid to use it or worried what other people think, then we're not going to be able to really share ourselves and, you know, share our message, which is really important, I feel, especially if you want to be a public speaker. So books like that have been very helpful in reminding me of certain elements that I could use, and which I have done, because there's, you know, visualizations, there's like research studies, there's different assignments that happen every day, and so all the information I could gather was really crucial for that. This is a good book, Impro by Keith Johnson. It's about improvisation, and it's quite fun because it highlights a few games that you can play, but it's more for actors really. However, some of the tools that are held within some of those games and some of those ways to play and ways to improvise are useful to understand, because it can help people get out of their mindset and into their body and start just kind of acting rather than being stuck in thought. This is a good one. There's some Finnish guys who created this book, Olli Soviari, Teemu Arina and Jaakko Halmetoja, and it's the Biohacker's Handbook, and it is a beast of a book. They spent a long time, I can clearly see that, on producing this wonderful, amazing book. For those of you that don't know about biohacking, it's basically how to hack your biology. And it's tips and tricks and hacks and ways that you can better affect your life through sleep, nutrition, water, certain, you know, herbs, minerals, you name it, exercise, movements, relaxation. It's kind of got it all in there, and it's really useful. It's a, you know, again, it's one of those things that it's more like a reference, so I come back to it and check out different ideas that I have against this book, and just kind of get a different opinion from time to time. So it's a really good one to have on the shelf, and it's a bit big, it's a bit chunky, it's quite expensive, but it was really worth it. They put a lot of work into that, and it's a beautiful book too. It's a nice one to own. Build a Brand in 30 Days. This was, who's this by? Simon Middleton, the brand strategy guru. So, oh, it's written by a guru, I didn't know that. Yeah, this was really interesting. This was great, actually, in helping me when I was creating the idea and for the for Improve Your Voice and vocabilities.com. It gave me some good insights into how to tackle it, how to think about it, because, you know, you can overcomplicate things, and this just helps break it down and makes it much simpler. And why that's important for this new course that I'm doing, the Public Speaking Mastery, is that I do a section on branding yourself. And so to understand yourself and to be able to share your story with the world, it's a really good idea to, you know, spend time like you would on a business on yourself. Because as a speaker, it is you, PLC. It is you. You are the business. So it's good to actually acknowledge and write down, like, your what you stand for. You know, what your mission is, what your goal is. And I mixed some of the ideas from this with some life coaching techniques from the life coaching diploma I also done. And so, yeah, there's a whole section on branding yourself. And it comes in useful, again, for storytelling and for when you're pitching and presenting. And it's a very good book. This one. I love this book. This is a quality book. And very soon, in a future video, I'm going to be talking about how to do accents. Edda Sharp and Jan Hayden Rolls. And it is, like, for me, the Bible of accent books. It breaks down everything, and it's very simple, and it's very easy to read, and it's very easy to understand. And I will be making a video on this book, and I'll be taking my accent and making a Finnish accent by using the techniques in this. And in fact, I might even do some more. But this is not really in the course so much, but there are elements that, of course, that of knowledge in there that are useful, and I will be sharing at some point. So stay tuned for that. It's really useful. If you do want to be changing your accent, there's a lot in there. A very powerful book. A very powerful book indeed. Freeing the Natural Voice. Now, this is by Kristen Linklater, who's a Scottish woman and kind of possibly one of the least known but most famous voice coaches in the world. She first produced this book in 1976, just to give you an idea of how long she's been doing it. She's still going now, and it's really beautiful. I was introduced to the ideas and the methods involved in this book back at drama school, and it uses the idea of imagery to help with the voice and the way we see things. You know, like my balloon breathing exercise. It's not necessarily from her, but I kind of adapted it to the balloon thing myself. She uses other imagery. But it's good to link the mind and the imagination with our body, because that way we can stop thinking about the function of it and start expressing ourselves in a way that might be easier to understand and easier for us to free up restrictions that are there. And that's the idea, is freeing the voice and allowing it to become something that's natural and a habit, as opposed to something that's forced and put on. So that's a very powerful book. Some great exercises in there. Different Every Night. At one point in my course, I talk about this guy, who's Mike Alfreds. And the idea of this is freeing the actor, but it could just be freeing the speaker, really. And now Mike Alfreds talks about the ideas of, he'd worked a lot with Chekhov, who's a playwright, not with Chekhov, but he'd done a lot of Chekhov plays. He talks a little bit about actioning, which is something I've talked about, especially for those with stutters, as a way to kind of focusing your intentions on what you're doing as your body is prepared to speak. But Different Every Night was, I think the idea behind that is that rather than just rehearsing something go robotically, where everything can and will go wrong, being free, but so having the knowledge and then using kind of little tools to affect the audience to stop thinking about yourself allows you to be free, present, and live in the moment. And that's what he's highlighting in this book, and it's really valuable. And there's work on that on my new course as well. Jacques Lecoq, The Moving Body. This is actually my wife's book, but a very interesting one. And there's some exercises that I do with students in workshops and clients that helps them understand a bit more about the way they're using their body. And Jacques Lecoq is the master of that. I think his school is in France, clearly. Jacques Lecoq, he's a French man. But yeah, he's kind of the master at that. And there's some really useful tools that I've taken from that and again, adapted into some of my workshops and parts in the course as well. Moshe, just found my bone prop. I broke it the other day, so I was looking for that. Now I've got a new one. Great, I'm gonna put that on. Moshe Feldenkrais, Awareness Through Movement. This one's really interesting, and actually it takes a couple of reads, because even though I understand what's going on in it and those techniques I've used before many times, sometimes the reading of it takes a while to just sink in, and there's no kind of imagery really, there's not much, but it helps you just kind of link the mind and body, and there's talk about kind of affecting our movement and the way that we are physically will affect our voice and affect our mind, and how, you know, those two things are interconnected, and we must make the most of that. So there's some great exercises in there and some great information. So there's a lot of that in my 8-week online course, as well as the new one coming up soon. Definitely those people that have watched my videos on stuttering would have come across this idea, Actions. This was written by Marina Calderoni and Maggie Lloyd Williams, but it's basically a thesaurus. It's basically a thesaurus for actions. So actions are transitive verbs, and they are essentially doing things. They're action words. And what these do is, when you maybe have to learn text or even improvise, when you're on stage or performing or presenting or speaking, you can take a transitive verb and use that to drive the meaning, or to try and affect your audience with what you're trying to do, just by taking a word. Like, let's have a look. Yeah, well, actually, it's a thesaurus. I'm not going to start reading out of that. But it's been a really useful tool for me. And there was a point where I really didn't like it and I didn't really understand it. But once it clicked, I found how valuable it really is and can be, especially for those who have fears around public speaking. And so there's a whole section on this idea, actioning, in my public speaking course also. Laban, this is something else I go through on my course. Anyone seen my How to Make a Fat... If anyone's seen my How to Make a 100 different character voices, completely different, there was actually a million, but this Laban was the dance practitioner and choreographer who invented a system in which was like, it became a dialogue between him and the performers, so they could understand what he was asking them to do. And it then transferred very well to acting, and it transfers very well to voiceover and actors as well. So speakers can get a lot from this. And I talk about this as a way to help color your voice. And so people who might feel they've got a monotone voice or don't have much expression, Laban's a great way to start understanding how you can use it. Again, like they're freeing the natural voice. There's ways of being able to use imagery that take your conscious mind away from allowing your body to express itself. And this is a great tool to understand that and to learn other ways that you can develop your voice. Nancy Z, The Art of Breathing. This is a classic. I mean, what can I say? Nancy Z, I think, was a famous opera singer from China, and maybe still is. I'm not sure. I should check that out. There's some really good exercises in here, all about breathing and all about supporting the breathing system and the breath. And like it says here, 6 simple lessons to improve performance, health, and well-being. And what more can I say? I use a lot of this stuff in my course. I'll use a lot of this on the channel already. You've probably come across some of the exercises and discussions I've had about, you know, breathing, and a lot of it comes from Nancy Z's work. It's a good book. Internal Health, The Key to Eternal Youth and Vitality by Ron Delatley. So basically, that's just about, not necessarily diet and nutrition, but it is. It's about looking after yourself, looking after your body by what you put into it. You know, because if we are a machine,
then we need to feed the machine to keep it running, and this is about how to feed the machine in a way that's congruous to its functionality, and it's basically how to live a longer, healthier life. Story. This book is a monster, and it, for me, to be fair, I found it a bit hard to read because there's a lot to take in and it's a bit wordy, so I got the audiobook, and actually I found that a bit wordy too, but still, within, once you get past that, there's a lot of useful information. I don't know too much from Robert McKee, however I do know that this book is recommended by a lot of screenwriters and scriptwriters and people working in film and theatre. So anyway, story, it's exactly what it says on the tin. It's about writing stories and understanding them. And again, in the Public Speaking Mastery course coming up soon, I do a section on storytelling, because it's really important to understand how to, you know, structure a story, how to put it together. If you're making a pitch, a presentation, or just in general, if you want to be in a social environment or at work, and make things a bit more interesting, or understand what works and what doesn't. This book's been very helpful with that. And so that's why I wrote a whole section on storytelling, based on a few simple principles, and some of them come from that book there. NLP. This is a really old book now. I've had this since, I've had it about, 15, 16 years. I spilt tea on it, like when it was new, so it's all kind of rotten on the inside. It's not very nice. However, I do pop back to this from time to time, because after doing my hypnotherapy diploma, there's a lot in here that really kind of back it up. And this is just a principles book. This is like teach yourself NLP, but it's like a checkbook for me. I can just go back and, oh yeah, I remember that, yeah, and just reminds me and brings all the information back to me quickly. So it's just like a bit of a guide, like a bit of a resource guide. For those that don't know, it's neuro-linguistic programming, and it's basically using it, or understanding things that make us tick, if you like. So as in finding ways that I can help better you and you improve your voice and, you know, empower you, I use some techniques with this in order to give others more confidence and help them see the light of day and maybe take themselves out of their body and see, you know, step aside their current beliefs and maybe look at things in a new way. And so I use it to help others, really. Presence. Now, Presence is written by a woman called Patsy Rodenberg. Patsy Rodenberg is a voice coach at Guildhall School, which is one of the finest acting establishments in the entire planet. I auditioned there twice and I did not get in. I was very disappointed because this is the woman who I wanted to train me. However, I was very happy who I got, because I had Robert Price, who was amazing, and I had many other good voice coaches as well. But this was a woman who I'd love to have trained with. Presence was not necessarily an acting book, because she did another one called Speaking Shakespeare, which is the one I got first to help me audition for drama school. But Presence is all about learning how to be in the moment and not being too under-energized or too in your face. It's about learning how to settle and to just be comfortable in your own skin and to give things opportunity in their own right and to be in the moment. And to, you know, active listening is a lot about being present, and understanding is a lot about being present. We learn better when we're in this state. We're able to communicate better when we're in this state. So this is all about putting yourself in the right state. So there's physical exercise in here and other ideas that can just help guide you into a permanent state of presence. And that is very important for a communicator and for anyone. So there's definitely techniques that I've taken from here over the years that will be in the new course and, of course, shared on this channel. This was an important book, even though it's nothing to do with the voice, but it was important in making the course because I burnt out nearly twice making that course. It's taken me 6 months. I've been working on it every day solidly. And sometimes I'm starting work at 8 a.m. and not finishing till 12 p.m. And so my wife's had to pull me up and, you know, drag me off to bed to get me away. And so this one about prioritizing and putting the important things first and how to acknowledge that, it's been quite useful. The trouble is, though, even though I understand the principles, if I have to go back and read it again, I think, well, I could be spending that time creating more stuff for the course. Because, you know, I'm trying to offer value. But it's a very good book. It's a very useful book. And it is quite helpful if you can take on board the principles and the disciplines that it talks about. We're getting there. So this, Complete Alexander Technique. Now, as a book, it's okay. It's hard to really understand Alexander without actually going to a practitioner. Now, when I was in the West End, I was in a show called War Horse, and I was puppeteering one of the horses, two of the horses, actually. I had four tracks, so I had, one day I was doing one horse, another day I was doing another horse, another day I was just doing singing and acting, another day I was doing a bit of puppetry, a bit of singing, a bit of acting, not too much. That was my job for a year and a half, and every week we had, thanks to the National Theatre and their kind of like abundance of funding, I guess, they were able to provide Alexander coaches as well as physio. So I had physio for a year and a half on my body. I had to, so I could perform. But I also had this. Now, Alexander technique is very interesting because it makes you conscious about the unconscious behaviours that you hold physically, and it tries to get you to rethink and kind of start to tell yourself, no, I won't do it like that. This is how I'm going to do it. And to, just to be mindful about your physicality. And kind of, it could go well hand in hand with the presence book. So that's kind of mental clarity. And this is more like kind of finding physical clarity, I guess. And it's really good at releasing and unblocking tensions in the body by allowing the mind to let the body go. It's a bit witchy-woo, but I do use some of these techniques in the 8-week course, and there's also some techniques that I'll be using in the new public speaking mastery course as well. But it's a very interesting practice, Alexander technique. If you're someone who gets stuck a lot in their body and feels like you are locked in place, you can't get forward, sometimes going to one of these people rather than a speech pathologist might be helpful for you. Who's this by? Glyn McDonald. Thank you, Glyn. Star Wars, just because I've had it since I was a kid. Literally, I was born in 1977, the same year that came out. And my mum bought this book, gave it to my sister, but I took it and I've had it ever since. It's got pictures in it and everything. It's great, but it's falling apart. Oh well, for those of you that saw my Yoda video, maybe that's where I got my fascination with Star Wars. I'm not, you know, the biggest fan, but it's cool, it's cool. And last but not least, an actor's work, Konstantin Stanislavski. This is a bit of a beast. This kind of includes volumes of his first work. Konstantin Stanislavski was a theatre practitioner and director from the 1900s into the 20th century. And he developed systems of working for actors and for directors communicating with actors that was very useful and actually paved the way to further acting techniques. Including the method, which was, you know, kind of derived from the work that he'd done. Now, it's really interesting about emotional recall. If you're someone who often feels that you don't have much expression or you're not be able to share your emotions, there's a lot of talk about that in his books. And but the reason that's important is because as an actor, there's different schools of thought and training, but that's the one that worked for me. That's the one that I decided was the one that was going to benefit me as a performer. And I say performer now, not actor, because all those techniques are very useful when you're on stage. If you're in front of someone and you have to deliver words and put actions behind them and actually try and create a persona and do something, share ideas, share stories, share a presentation, these techniques are really useful, really, really powerful. And so there's some of that in the new course as well, in the Public Speaking Mastery. I know this video was supposed to be me showing you my bookshelf and I've gone on about my public speaking course, but this is what I've been doing. This is what I've been studying. I've been making videos for you guys and sharing this, and, you know, offering value. But the new course is, you know, it's a beast. It really is a beast. I'm going through three elements. I'm going through the physiology of the body. I'm going through the psychology of the mind. I'm going through performance in 3 weeks. Every day, there's a new explainer for the day, a new video. There's also audio and text for study sheets and assessments and new exercises every day for 21 days. Actually, even though it's 21 days long, I don't think anyone's going to finish it in 21 days. It's so packed. It really is. And like I said, you know, I've had burnout twice creating it and it's taken 6 months so far. But of course, I've used information that I learned from my previous courses and I've got feedback from them. So this is like the newest, best, greatest course there is. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that with the world. I really am, because not everyone tackles it like this. You get PDFs and you get Toastmasters and you get people talking about it in such analytical, rhetorical ways that everyone's stuck in their head and no one gets any further, no one gets any better. So my idea was to design something that actually gets results. It's a system. I've created a system, a step-by-step process in which you create goal plans, visualizations, so you know exactly what you need. You have the tools for yourself to learn. So you then, in the future, even after the course is done, you know exactly what it is you want and need, and you can dip back into the course and take from it to help you on your path to public speaking mastery. And I promise you, it is going to be a beast. Thanks for coming into my study room, and thanks for looking at my books with me. The course is really soon available, so if anyone is interested in learning a bit more, maybe I'll even offer a couple of days of it for free. I'm not sure yet. We'll figure that out. I haven't priced it yet. I need to do the testing on that, but I'm gonna be working out a way that maybe if you did one course, you might get the other one at a cheaper price. I'm not sure yet. Either way, it's nearly ready, and if you're interested, then please, I've left a new sign up form on my website, which is specifically for the public speaking mastery. And if you think that it's something that you would want to take on board and something you could learn from, then come along, sign up and join the newsletter, join the team, join the community, and come and be part of improving your voice. Public speaking mastery is really aimed for everyone because it goes through every element. Some things might be quite tricky and difficult and might take time. Other things are going to be really simple and they're going to pop into you straight away, and you're going to think, why did I never know this before? Why didn't I know this? Well, I've done the work, so you don't have to. And if you want to get involved and start doing the work on yourself and becoming the best you can be, sign up and I'll see you there. Either way, you are still here watching my channel, and there's so much, as you probably are aware. And if you are new here, subscribe, hit the notifications bell, and don't forget to leave a comment. I'd love to know your thoughts on this video. I'd love to know your thoughts and questions, queries, whatever it is. Just say hi. Sometimes it's nice just to know that you're there watching and who I'm talking to, because I'm just talking to a camera sometimes, it feels, and a lot of you are really good. So thanks to everyone that does leave comments and give me a thumbs up and say hi. It's really, you know, it's really appreciated. It helps me kind of, it gives me the energy to go and create courses like this, and it gives me the energy to keep making content for you. So thank you very much for joining me today. I am Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.